So the police shootings are, of course, on everyone's mind here. The delegates gathering in the arena just a short distance from where we are. RNC Chair Reince Priebus asked for a moment of silence for the three police victims this afternoon, just after he gaveled in the convention. Let's listen. It was just about an hour ago.
This convention will come to order. Delegates and alternates, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2016 Republican National Convention.
And so it begins. And the theme of the first night of the Republican Convention is Make America Safe Again. Tonight's speaker list includes military veterans, the sheriff of Milwaukee County, David Clark, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Donald Trump has been calling himself the law and order candidate. So let's start there with NPR's lead political reporter, Domenico Montanaro, who's going to be in Cleveland with us all week. Hi, Domenico.
Hello, Robin.
And start with this, I mean, terrible, terrible news. So how do you see what's going on? Black men shooting police in Baton Rouge and before that in Dallas. Video capturing police officers shooting black men. How does that play out?
Well, Republicans are very comfortable on this issue terrain. They hope that it certainly will move the numbers potentially. You've heard Donald Trump talk about being the law and order candidate, that this is the law and order party. We're going to hear from people like Senator Tom Cotton tonight, who says that the Republican Party backs the Boys in Blue. They give them the benefit of the doubt until investigations are fully done. And I think that's the kind of tone you'll likely expect tonight on stage.
Yeah. Well, you know, Democrats are going to be saying that, of course, they support the police's call for fewer guns. So that's how, you know, that might play out. Talk about what else we might see tonight. Most candidates wait till the end of the week to make an appearance. Trump is scheduled to speak three times, I think. He's going to introduce his wife tonight, Melania. We saw them earlier on stage. They were rehearsing. Talk a little bit about her. What are you expecting from her and what kind of impact might she have?
Well, I'll say other candidates have made appearances on stage. They didn't necessarily make speeches until it was their night. But
right.
Mitt Romney, you might remember, in 2012, came out and gave Ann Romney a hug and a kiss at the end. You waved to the crowd and all of that. Melania Trump, her role here and every presidential spouse's role is to be a great validator. You know, they can round the edges of their spouse. You know, and Donald Trump really needs to work on his likability ratings. I mean, his unfavorable ratings are up near 70%, the most disliked candidate in the history of American politics to be a major party nominee. The party understands this, and they know that he needs to fix it. And, you know, spouses know you better than anyone. They fell in love with you and try to make sure if others maybe can't do the same, they at least like you.
Yeah. Well, but you mentioned Mitt Romney. You remind us of that. But, you know, Trump is introducing his wife. And there are some people worried that it will go the same as his introduction of his vice president, in which he talked mostly about himself. And this is, of course, Indiana Governor Mike Pence. They also appeared together in a 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl. And again, you know, as Leslie Stahl was trying to ask Mike Pence questions about, for instance, Donald Trump's 2015 insults of Senator John McCain, it's almost as if Donald Trump can't hear him, can't help himself. Remember, Donald Trump said that John McCain wasn't a war hero because he was a prisoner of war. Let's listen.
Do you think he went too far?
You could say yes. That's okay. You could say yes. I mean, you know, it's fine. Hey, look, I like John McCain. But we have to take care of our vets.
No, but I want to know if Mr. Pence would go in and
That's
say
why
to you,
not that many people
"What are you?
Upset.
What did you?"
Yes, Domenico. I mean, he's speaking for Mike Pence.
Yeah, of course, that was Leslie Stahl there on 60 Minutes, the CBS program, where Pence and Trump appeared for the first time for a sit-down interview together. And, yeah, I mean, the rollout has certainly been bungled to an extent. Mike Pence, you know, Donald Trump says it was his first choice to pick Pence, but this is not somebody that they had a big relationship with, that he had had a relationship with really before picking him. But, you know, a lot of people in the Republican establishment and within conservative circles were calling on someone like Pence because of his demeanor, his temperament, very different than Donald Trump's. They hope that has a sobering effect on the way Trump talks.
Yeah, and Domenico, we've got about a minute. The Rules Commission this afternoon is passing the rules that they voted on, including that delegates must vote for the candidate. There are voices, delegates who are against that. They want to be able to vote their conscience. Do you think they have any chance this week?
Probably not. They suffered a big defeat earlier when the Rules Committee adopted their rules. This is going to go for a full vote now. And there is one group with a last-ditch effort, Delegates Unbound, which is a group mm-hmm. that wants to be able to allow delegates to vote their conscience. They claim to have the majority of delegates in 10 states. Yeah. Of course, a majority of the delegates on the floor are very pro-Trump. I think you're going to see lots of enthusiasm for him tonight.
NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Thank you. See you this week.
Oh, thank you. See you there.